In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
Today we carry on our study of 2 Kings.
我们今天继续查考列王记下。
And this week we move on to chapter 17.
这一周我们去看第十七章。
So this chapter records the reign of King Hoshea.
这一章记载的是何西阿王做王的时候。
King Hoshea ruled over the northern kingdom of Israel.
何西阿王他是以色列的王。
And also, ultimately records the fall of the northern kingdom.
也是他是记载了以色列的西败。
King Hoshea reigned lasted all of 9 years.
何西阿王只是做王九年。
But what is more significant about Hoshea is that his name appears at the end of the list of the kings of Israel.
但是比较特别的是，何西阿是以色列最后一个王。
In the northern kingdom, in all, there were 19 kings.
在以色列国总共有十九个王。
They all ruled over Israel starting from 931 BC.
他们是在公元前的931年开始做王。
So their first king was King Jeroboam.
第一个王是耶罗波安。
Through to 732 BC.
一直到公元前的732年。
When the reign of King Hoshea ended.
就是何西阿王做王的时候就结束了。
So this was a period of 209 years.
就是了209年的时间。
So not one of those kings was good.
没有一个王是好的。
And unfortunately, with bad leadership, we get bad results.
所以就是坏的领导就有坏的结果。
So we start by looking at verses 1 to 6, 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 to 6.
我们先看列王记下17章的第一到第六节。
So looking at verses 1 to 6 regarding King Hoshea, if we look at verse 2,
我们去看第二节的时候。
The verse immediately tells us, verse 2, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I read. Verse 2, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not like the kings of Israel who preceded him.
第二节，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，只是不像他在他以前的以色列诸王。
Okay, so we are told at this point that like all the previous kings or rulers of Israel,
我们在这里就被告知，就是何西阿就像以前的以色列王。
King Hoshea was no different.
他是没有分别的。
He did evil in the eyes of God.
他在行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
But in verse 2, it also goes on to tell us that, in verse 2 also goes on to tell us
第二节继续去告诉我们
that although he was evil,
即使他是恶的
he wasn't quite as evil as the other kings before him.
他不像他在他以前的以色列诸王
But I think we should remember that in the sight of God,
但是我们要记得在神的眼中
evil is evil.
恶就是恶。
And his judgment would catch up sooner or later.
他的惩罚迟早会临到。
And as we learn from King Hoshea later.
就是在我们之后在何西阿身上看到的。
So after 200 years, we will see that this bad leadership was about to bring about God's judgment.
我们看到在这个200多年后，这个外的领导就引致了外的结果。
So one of the reasons why Hoshea wasn't as evil as the kings before him,
为什么一个原因就是何西阿不像他以前的王一样？
Was quite likely because he didn't get the chance to be as evil.
很大机会就是他没有这个机会。
During his reign, much of his kingdom was under pressure from their enemies.
当他做王的时候，其实他是有很多来自他的敌人的压力。
And this is told to us in verse 3.
在第三节就告诉我们
Hoshea was attacked by King Shalmaneser.
第三节就告诉我们何西亚被这个亚述王去攻击。
So it tells us that Hoshea became a vassal to the king of Assyria.
这何西亚就变成了这个亚述王的一个臣子。
So meaning that Hoshea had to pay taxes to the king of Assyria.
意思就是说何西亚要给他进贡。
So that he would be allowed to continue ruling over the northern kingdom.
他才可以继续去做以色列的王。
However, at some point, Hoshea decides to stop paying these taxes.
但是在某一个时候，何西阿决定要不再给他进贡。
And instead, he tries to make an alliance with Egypt.
他想要跟埃及王去合作。
But when Shalmaneser learns of Hoshea's plan,
但是当亚述王知道何西亚的这个作为，
he seizes Hoshea and throws him in prison.
他把何西亚就锁在监里。
Here we see how far gone Hoshea is.
我们就知道何西亚走到什么地步。
He doesn't call upon God.
他没有向神去寻求帮助。
Instead, he goes to seek help from the Egyptians.
但是他去求埃及王去帮助。
And at this point, we should know that the Egyptians were no longer the great power that they once used to be.
在这个时候，埃及人其实不像以前那么的厉害。
And at this point, it is not about who he tries to get help from.
在这个时候，不是说他有向谁去寻求帮助。
It is more about who he does not call upon for help.
那只是他没有向谁寻求帮助。
Even in these times, he could not call upon the Lord God for help.
在这个时候，他仍然没有去向耶和华去祈求。
Once Hoshea was imprisoned,
那何西亚在监里的时候，
King Shalmaneser proceeded to invade the northern kingdom.
亚述王继续去攻击以色列的遍地。
And Samaria, and also Samaria, the capital city,
也包括了撒玛利亚这个地方。
He laid siege to it.
他围困了他们。
After 3 years of siege, he took over the city.
围困了三年以后，他终于拿到了。
If this was not enough, he then removed all the Israelites from Samaria.
这还不足够，他把所有撒玛利亚人都掳到亚述。
And displaced them to towns and cities around Assyria.
把他们安置在亚述的地方。
Places which would have been completely foreign to the Israelites.
就是对以色列人来说，完全是外国的地方。
These are God's chosen people.
这是神所拣选的子民。
Descendants of those who God delivered from Egypt.
就是神把他们的祖先是从埃及救出来的。
Who wandered the wilderness for 40 years.
他们在旷野40年。
God protected them and provided them with food and water.
神保护了他们，给他们水和食物。
And then delivered them to the promised land.
神把他们带到了应许之地。
All of this time, after all this time, they are now overpowered by an enemy.
但是经过所有的事情，他们现在是被敌人看管。
And are now being cast out of the land given to them.
他们被赶走了，他从应许之地被赶走了。
A land which they have lived in for approximately 700 years.
在这地，他们其实居住了差不多700年。
And yet they are now destined to live among their enemy.
但是他们现在要跟他们的敌人一起居住。
And so soon we shall see why.
我们很快就知道为什么。
Moving on to verses 7-23.
我们一起去看第七到二十三节。
Here we see to what extent the Israelites have turned from God.
我们就可以知道他们是如何去背叛耶和华。
And why God would use their enemy to cast judgment upon them.
为什么神会用他们的敌人去惩罚他们？
And indeed, we can look at the key verses which tell us exactly the things that they did.
我们可以看几节重要的经节去看他们做了什么。
So looking at, firstly at verses 7-12.
我们先看第七到第十二节。
Verses 7-12.
第七到第十二节。
Verse 7, all this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of Egypt from under the power of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They worshipped other gods and followed the practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before them, as well as the practices that the king of Israel had introduced. Verse 9, the Israelites secretly did things against the Lord their God that were not right.From watchtower to fortified city, they built themselves high places in all their towns. Verse 10, they set up sacred stones and Asherah poles on every high hill and under every spreading tree. Verse 11, at every high place they burned incense, as the nations whom the Lord had driven out before them had done. They did wicked things that aroused the Lord's anger. Verse 12,They worshipped idols, though the Lord had said, "You shall not do this."
第七节，这是因以色列人得罪那领他们出埃及地、脱离埃及王法老手的耶和华他们的神，去敬畏别神，随从耶和华在他们面前所赶出外邦人的风俗和埃及以色列诸王所立的条规。以色列人暗中行不正的事，违背耶和华他们的神，在他们所有的城邑，从瞭望楼直到建固城，建筑丘坛，在个高岗上各青翠树下立树杖和木偶，在丘坛上烧香，效法耶和华在他们面前赶出的外邦人所行的，又行恶事，也动耶和华的怒气，且侍奉偶像，就是耶和华警戒他们不可行的。
And also look at verse 15.
我们也去看第十五节。
Verse 15, they rejected his decrees and the covenant he had made with their ancestors and the statutes he had warned them to keep. They followed worthless idols and themselves became worthless. They imitated the nations around them, although the Lord had ordered them.
十五节，厌弃他的律例和他与他们列祖所立的约，并劝诫他们的话，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄，效法周围的外邦人，就是耶和华嘱咐他们不可效法的。
Also, let's also look at verse 17.
我们也看十七节。
So verse 17, they sacrificed their sons and daughters in fire. They practiced divination.Sought omens and sold themselves to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger.
十七节，又使他们的儿女金火用占卜行法术卖了自己，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，也动他的怒气。
How could this all have happened?
这些怎么会发生呢？
God only wanted them to be faithful and to be obedient.
神只是想希望他们忠心还有顺服。
But instead, they gave him disobedience.
但是他们却给他不顺服。
Forgetting him and worshipping idols.
忘记了神，也去敬拜偶像。
They practiced witchcraft.
他们去行邪术。
They even sacrificed their own children.
他们甚至牺牲了他们自己的儿女。
But from this, could we ask, well, where is our merciful God?
但是我们可能就会问了，我们仁慈的神在哪里了？
So we know that our God is indeed merciful.
我们知道我们的神是仁慈的。
He is also a patient God.
他也是很有耐心的。
His warnings were ignored over a long period of time.
但是他的警告一直被遗忘。
So verse 13, it says in the English Bible, it starts with, yet the Lord.
但是十三节是用英文的圣经，就是说但耶和华。
Testified against Israel and Judah.
就去警告以色列和犹大人。
The Israelites were given over 200 years to redeem themselves.
以色列人其实有200年的时间去悔改。
But this never happened.
但这从没有发生。
God sent prophet after prophet to remind them of God's commandments.
神一直派不同的先知去提醒他们神的诫命。
Ahijah.
亚西亚。
Elijah,
Elijah,
Micaiah,
Micaiah,
Elisha,
Elisa,
Jonah,
Jonah,
Amos,
Amos,
and Hosea.
还有何西亚。
All the prophets sent to the northern kingdom to preach and remind the people of the Lord who had brought them out of the captivity.
所有的先知都去告诉也警告以色列人，去警告他们神的诫命。
Over 200 years.
过了两百多年。
Does this not show us the love and mercy and patience of our Lord that our Lord has for His people?
那不是告诉我们神的仁慈还有他的耐心吗？
For all the times in the past when the Israelites called on God for help,
每一次在以色列人去寻求耶和华的帮助的时候，
and every time God responded,
每一次神都有回应。
In all the battles they fought when they were greatly outnumbered,
他们有一些战争的时候，他们的人数是小很多的。
God gave them victory.
神也让他们胜利了。
Through all that history, they have completely forgotten God.
但是经过所有这些事情，他们仍然去忘记神。
And they are no longer faithful to Him or in any way able to glorify Him.
他们没有再对神忠心，也不会再荣耀他。
We should also remember that the southern kingdom of of Judah was not innocent in all this in all their behavior.
我们也要知道，这个南国犹大国也不是无辜的。
Verse 19 tells us.
在十九节告诉我们。
Verse 19, also Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made.
十九节，犹大人也不遵守耶和华他们神的诫命，随从以色列人所立的条规。
Although the seven kingdoms survived another approximately 116 years,
即使犹大国继续差不多一百多年的王国，
their downfall was similar, but instead of falling to the battle.But instead they fell to the Babylonians.
他们的结果其实跟以色列国也是差不多，他们虽然不是被亚述国去灭国，但是是巴比伦。
And to Judah, God sent 10 prophets.
在犹大国神也派了十个先知。
Our God rejoices in mercy.
我们的神是一个延迟的神。
The people were given opportunity after opportunity to repent.
他的子民其实是有很多很多的机会去悔改。
How long should God have to wait for His people before He says enough is enough?
但是神到底要等多久才说已经够了？
Turn from your evil ways, He told them.
离开你的恶行。
Through prophet after prophet.
派了很多很多的先知。
But their responses were to give stiffened necks.
但是他们就是硬着他们的颈项。
And to pretend not to hear Him.
装作没有听到神的话，
rejecting his statutes and his commands，
你只不过跟从他的条规还有典章。
And so both nations reach a point where they have fallen so far，
所以他这个两个王国都去走到灭亡的这个地步。
But still they cannot or will not call out to God and repent their evil ways，
但是他们仍然没有去寻求神，也没有悔改他们的恶行。
And so what happens？
所以发生了什么事了？
So we see in verses 18 to 23,
我们看到第十八到二十三节，
God finally says enough and judges them.
神最后终于说够了，然后去刑罚他们。
How did the Israelites come to such a point?
为什么这些以色列人会找到这个地步？
Where once their numbers and strength were feared by the Egyptian Pharaoh,
他们以前的人数是让埃及王去害怕的。
To the point where he felt he had to enslave them and even have their newborn children slaughtered.
这个法老王就是要奴役他们，也要杀了他们的出生的儿子。
God delivered them from slavery to live in the promised land.
神把他们从为奴之地带到应许之地。
So that they could live at peace with God among them.
所以他们可以跟神一起和平的生活。
But once in the promised land,
但他们到了这个应许之地，
over time, they set aside the things that God had told them.
渐渐的，他们忘记了神告诉他们的事情。
All the things that God had wanted them to do, and they became complacent in their lives.
所有神要告诉他们要做的事情，然后他们都忘记了，他们只顾着自己的生活。
They started to follow the rules and laws of the land that God had given them.
他们去跟从那地的人的条规和生活。
Not God's laws.
不是神的条规。
But those of the people that were there before.
但是是那里从前的人的那些条规。
They began worshipping other gods.
他们去敬拜别神。
Firstly in secret.
首先他们是暗中的行。
But then they began to build themselves high places where they could make offerings and sacrifices to the false gods that they had started to worship.
然后他们开始建丘坛，所以他们可以在丘坛烧香去敬拜那些假的神。
And this is a trap that any of us can fall into.
这是一个我们每个人都可能会有遇到的陷阱。
We unfortunately saw this during lockdown.
就是在封城的时候，很不幸的，我们就遇到了。
Did we really spend over a year without physical contact with people outside our households?
我们是不是一年多的时间没有跟其他人去联络了？
To me, I thinking back, I can't believe it.
对我来说，我回想起来，我不能相信。
But it is in these times that for some of us, our faith began to go backwards.
就是这些时候，我们有一些人的信仰作为退步。
We stop doing little things.
我们就不做一些事情。
We stop doing little things here and there until for some, sadly, they stop remembering and worshiping God.
我们开始玩东玩西, 然后就忘记了神的话。
Worship became an inconvenience.
当敬拜变成一个不方便的事情。
And then when we were released from lockdown,
当我们不需要封城的时候,
returning to worship in church was of no interest.
我们就对回到教会去敬拜没有兴趣了。
But the blame doesn't just fall upon the Israelite people.
但是这个不是只怪那个以色列人。
Much of the blame surely falls upon the kings of the northern kingdom.
很大的责任其实就是以色列王他们的问题。
So we remember how many there were.
我们记得有多几个王吗?
So 19.
19个。
All evil in the eyes of the Lord.
他们所有的都是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So what chance did the people have?
所以他们的子民会有什么机会了?
If we look at Jeremiah chapter 50,
我们看耶利米书第50章,
Jeremiah chapter 50,
耶利米书50章,
and we look at verse 6,
我们看第6节,
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6,
耶利米书第50章第6节,
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6,
耶利米书50章6节,
Jeremiah tells us,
耶利米先知告诉我们,
My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place.
第六节，我的百姓做了迷失的羊，牧人使他们走错岔路，使他们转到山上，他们从大山走到小山，竟忘记了安歇之处。
So for over 200 years, the people of the northern kingdom had leaders who didn't look after them.
在这200多年的时候, 这个以色列王就没有去看顾这以色列的民,
like the shepherd of God should do.
像这个牧人应该要做的。
Instead, these kings were only interested in themselves.
但是这些王只是对他们自己有兴趣。
God gave them a chance after chance to mend their ways and return to Him.
神给了他们很多的机会去回转去悔改。
He sent the prophets.
他派先知。
And when the leader of your house is bad,
但这个王回来了。
Then don't be surprised that his children will follow in the same way.
所以我们不要惊讶，就是他们的子民就会走这样的路。
And finally, we'll move on to verses 24 to 41 of 2 Kings chapter 17.
最后我们继续去看列王记下17章的24节到41节。
So the king of Assyria relocates some of his own people from the different cities of Syria to live in the cities of Samaria.
亚述王就把他一些的子民从他的地带到了撒玛利亚。
These people, unsurprisingly, did not fear God.
这些人就不惊讶的就是他们没有敬畏耶和华。
And this displeased God.
这就也神愤怒了。
So much so that in verse 25,
甚至愤怒就在25节,
it tells us that God sent lions in amongst them and some of the Assyrians were killed.
耶和华就叫狮子进入他们中间咬死了些人。
So we have to remember that even though the Assyrians had taken the land is still God's.
我们要知道，虽然亚述他们把这个地拿到了，但是这个地仍然是属于耶和华的。
It is still the promised land.
这也仍然是应许之地。
Albeit that the people it had been promised to have been exiled.
虽然那个被应许的子民就被赶出去了。
So God wanted to make His presence known to the Assyrians.
神要让这些亚述人知道他的存在。
And there are a couple of things we can learn from the last few verses.
我们有几样东西可以从这几节去学到的。
One is that we can see that the Assyrians were a spiritual people.
其实我们可以知道亚述他人是一个属灵的人。
Why is this?
Why?
Because in verse 25, it tells us that the Assyrians spoke with their king and told him that they do not know the rituals and customs of the land.
在26节就有一些亚述人告诉他们的王说他们不知道那地之神的规矩。
And so they realize that they have made its God unhappy.
所以他们知道他们令这个神不开心了。
And this is why he has sent lions in to kill them.
所以就叫狮子进入他们中间，然后咬死他们。
So they have this spirituality to know that there is a God looking out over this land and where they now live.
所以他们知道在这个他们现在居住的地方是有一个神去看管的。
The king in verse 27 gives the orders for one of the deported Israelite priests to be brought back.
在27节时候，亚述王叫一个被掳的祭司回去。
So to be brought back to Samaria he can teach the Syrians the rituals of the land.
所以就是叫一个祭司回去撒玛利亚去教他们神的规矩。
And so a priest was indeed brought back to teach the new settlers how to worship God.
所以这个祭司真的回去了，然后教他们怎么去敬畏神。
And this in some ways is, I found quite amusing.
这个我觉得是有一点可笑的。
Because if the Israelites knew what to do, surely they would not be in this situation.
如果以色列人他们知道要怎么做的话，他们就不会进到这个地步。
But reading verse 28, we have this small hope.
但是从第28节，我们一个小希望。
That while the Assyrians want to learn about the Israelite king,
这个亚述人希望知道以色列的神。
Maybe this is God's plan for transforming the enemy to believe in him.
可能是神的计划，想让敌人去敬拜他。
So we carry on reading, and
我们继续去看。
And sadly, verses
29
to
33
tell us that yes, they did worship the Lord.
他们是敬拜神,
but at the same time, they carried on building shrines to their gods.
但是他们继续为自己祭祖神像,
they continued to sacrifice their children.
他们继续去焚烧儿女,
verse 30 and 31.
第30、31节,
tells us that each of the cities of or regions of Assyria
就是, 原本属于这些人的城,
who had settled in Samaria, each had their own gods and their own ways of worship.
他们每一个人都有他们的自己的像，他们的自己敬拜偶像的方法。
So although they did start to worship God,
即使他们是开始敬拜真神,
they didn't truly understand what this meant.
他不是完全明白是怎么去敬畏真神。
It was more for show.
这是有更多的。
As they carried on worshipping their own gods at the same time.
他们同时去敬拜那些偶像。
Exodus chapter 20 records the Ten Commandments.
在出埃及记的记载了十诫。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记20章。
Verse 3.
第3节。
It's the first of the commandments.
就是第一个, 十诫的第一条。
You shall have no other gods before me.
除了我以外, 你不可有别的神。
And then the second commandment recorded in verse 4.
第二个, 第二节, 就是第4节里面记载的。
You shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth, beneath or in the waters below. Verse 5, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
第四节，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛像天、下地和地底下、水中的白物，不可 跪拜哪些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追吐他的罪，自护可自己，直到三四代。
Sorry, we also look at verse 6, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
第6节, 爱我，守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。
Do not worship any other gods.
不要敬拜其他的神。
Do not make yourself idols.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
We can expect other non-believing nations to do these things.
我们很难去期待这些不相信神的子民去做。
But for God's chosen people to do this,
但是神所拣选的子民,
it brought about God's judgment upon them.
就是神的刑罚去临到他们。
I think in, if we look at 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 12.
我们去看列王记下18章12节。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 12.
列王记下18章12节。
This, I think this verse sums up how badly they disrespected God.
我觉得这一节就是一个总结，他们是怎么去不听神的话。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 12.
列王记下十八章十二节。
This happened because they had not obeyed the Lord their God, but had violated his covenant. All that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, they neither listened to the commands nor carried them out.
十二节，都因他们不听从耶和华他们神的话，违背他的约，就是耶和华仆人摩西吩咐他们所当行的。
I cannot think of a stronger word.Than violated to describe the Israelites' behavior.
我没啊想到其他的字，就是他们违背了他的神。
They would rather sacrifice their children to false gods.
他们宁愿去牺牲他们的儿女给那些假的神。
Than to worship the one true God, the one true and merciful God.
也不去敬拜唯一还有仁慈的神。
If Israel had been faithful.
以色列人是忠心的
，maybe even moderately faithful，
可能是有一些的忠心
，to their covenant with God，
对他神的约去有一点的忠心
，then maybe or possibly the northern kingdom would still have continued，
那个北国可能就会还继续有这个国
，God would have delivered them from all their enemies，
神会保护他们，从那些仇敌保护他们。
But instead, they were conquered by the Assyrian Empire.
但是他们被亚述去攻打了。
After their own self-destruction in sin and their rebellion.
就是因为他们自己的行为，他们的叛逆。
So this ends my sharing on 2 Kings chapter 17.
所以就我今天的分享到这里。